Section 111. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the Prophet at Salem, Massachusetts, August 6, 1836. At this time, the leaders of the church were heavily in debt due to their labors in the ministry. Hearing that a large amount of money would be available to them in Salem, the prophet, Sidney Rigdon, Hiram Smith, and Oliver Cowdery traveled there from Kirtland, Ohio, to investigate this claim, along with preaching the gospel. The brethren transacted several items of church business and did some preaching. When it became apparent that no money was to be forthcoming, they returned to Kirtland. Several of the factors prominent in the background are reflected in the wording of this revelation. 1 through 5. The Lord looks to the temporal needs of His servants. 6 through 11. He will deal mercifully with Zion and arrange all things for the good of His servants.
I, the Lord your God, am not displeased with your coming this journey, notwithstanding your follies. I have much treasure in this city for you for the benefit of Zion, and many people in this city, whom I will gather out in due time for the benefit of Zion, through your instrumentality. Therefore, it is expedient that you should form acquaintance with men in this city, as you shall be led, and as it shall be given you. And it shall come to pass in due time that I will give this city into your hands, that you shall have power over it, insomuch that they shall not discover your secret parts. And its wealth pertaining to gold and silver shall be yours. Concern not yourselves about your debts, for I will give you power to pay them. Concern not yourselves about Zion, for I will deal mercifully with her. Tarry in this place, and in the regions round about. And the place where it is my will that you should tarry, for the main, shall be signalized unto you by the peace and power of my Spirit, that shall flow unto you. This place you may obtain by hire, and inquire diligently concerning the more ancient inhabitants and founders of this city. For there are more treasures than one for you in this city. Therefore, be ye as wise as serpents, and yet without sin, and I will order all things for your good, as fast as ye are able to receive them. Amen.